bala tu bikin dengan turang yang merama gerbau nama ni lewa yang bunuh lebih bungo New Zealand di bawah usi ni yang apa city lebih bungo Wellington yang Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM awak boleh tu bikin dengan turang yang merama gerbau nama ni lewa yang asal nanti ni kembali nonton bunuh kena sampai bukit tugu-tugu yang bunuh lebih bungo Wellington yang boleh minaka sahabat awak boleh tugu ini yang ada tali yang ada ni bula yang ada ni gangga ni wani turang out sisu Kristo kau ni takkan apa sini kalau dengan rumah dan ikuah yang lebih bau ngeti yang lebih tumbiri kebik anda ene sini ndai ndake nimbule ni tabutu ndake nimbule ni tao ndatiko mule vale senda barutu mwenu ni dhalaka senda barutu mwenu lomani motuka mwenu za mga warungu kina mataka ni sini ndai sanu ngitabi mwiki nda mwikitu wiki anda ene mataka ni sini kwa ene Wellington Access Radio ene 2.2 FM ene sini minakani kwa au nitaka nina kauti kendaru na kaluki nindu talele volo ni vingrami ene sini ndai lako tumbe kama hii ni shulandi wa angito sima ngande sima idhagadhaka sima ivuli siwa sama ilio ni wuno tunde tu ene wuno ngu ni shulandi kama kaitu kitu kena wuno alimungo Wellington au sama mbule tu ya ni weekenda ene singa wina ni kwa ya sana raba raba kwa lako maikine ene singa wina ni kwa amba maila umbeka laka undrobe mbua sima dhuata maimba matakira o kandamu na maibiti tailevu rewa Serua unamusi, sekarang mula dah bina doa, mesti kita busa. Sana lah bukan lomba kita, awak sama orang boleh tu kan? Enak sih bila ni kuat, ini ada tali, ini wanita turang, mesti suka Kristo.
Amin. Ini pasal tu wanita turang, kita sih bila kan ni kuat, Kristo lah tu cakap mana mungkin kita selalu. Amin. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground, and we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobau. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can hit along and learn some Sugalotu, Kemani Vakarovitu, Megwena Nomini Worship Centers, Sobi Kemani Lotchipo Matabu Valley, Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. Vinakwale Utalanga Somalua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talanga Se Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and for sure, but let it be so vacant and vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even when on the melodic and the vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota lang abe makambula weekend. So we can sell ni loni loti, loni loti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can then sell ni loti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri nikua to say we nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God. We
with us here at the First Shore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the First Shore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the First Shore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through My TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose My TV to be the provider for the Word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of My TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through My TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of His garment and tell Him that He is your God and He is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. You're an outcast. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab Him and tell Him that you love Him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damit gonna be one in bullet to be mate, sakame rawa. So we can see like bullet, you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to know that we can have a good day. We want to know that we can have a good day. Find a joy in your heart and serve Him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
And the sir tu mai na television mai kandavu ya tu mai viti ya tu lau ikam do mai lau izak do malombula na bale bune sema tu mai ikam do mai na mukai lau mai kambara mai mode mai komo mai botoniata mai boto mai ono ilau fulang ka bataki onge nyimbula binaka mai la kemba mai didia bune ombula mango katfala tu da nyimbula binaka ena sema ta kanisi ngani nai mai na ese semuala mai tutoya batalaki na mai nungu ena nivasu mai muka mai matuku nyimbula binaka batalaki na mai mwala nyimbula binaka seni ngule mai bono batu batalaki na mai kandabu mai zake ono kotu sumu sargira nyimbula binaka atu ya somo malabu nyimbula binaka kemudu mai na soso mai na viti kematalaki na kemudu mai alombi mai waya darongo datu kuna tukuni alo nikua dapaka vini binaka tikubwana turanga hena singa binaka nikua we were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region darongo datu kuna tukuni alo mai ingaswe na na kaya tusa na katiko hemeni na kago tusa naka the things that you confess you will soon possess.
Amen.
Emeni na kago baga tusa na ndona singa na tomba le mai weko malitadaba we walk by faith not by sight wakamula tala the weekend na turanga na marama darwono ni lewa dhaka dhaba obisa we stay sendi todo kani obisa we lori todo kani obisa ni mbula minaka ni ndo kushama tiku mai sanga ni mbula dhabi we kemeni na dhaka dhaba matai walu ndela ina mbua mai ndela ina maka mai wayabi mai lotoka kupature kuka mai lambasa ni mbula minaka we kemba kele ni matai walu ni mbula minaka we kemendo na vendela ni nuku mai senai ni mbula minaka mai siria ina vendelana ni mbula minaka ina singa minaka ni kwa nero itabi meke robo mbula tiku weekenda ina singa minaka ni kwa seta lani mbula dhabi weekenda na leo imiti ni lakwa angito wala laka wangande wakabuli seke munisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde bulo ni tiku kina kima misa waka mbula tuka ina fosua totoka tunanraki tombo suwa waka lindi marabu lakura itu na isa sokolami wangina kitale nga embasi kali bumai ombega ziri awa waka talaki enu de tambongo enu mayas mataka niske ni nai ndapaka bina bina kapaka leo buwana kalu waka susu mata buwana turanga kabi kwa ya toka esamu kwa zingu batu na lange free kwa kereza tu na mata nisi nga isa kani saumi
emeni
iku somo na liwa liwa iku somo na wai iku na kalu somo na katumai uga mailo malangi kina mata nisi nga meri liwi saumi na ngawna ni yata pa mata kinoa kina lange rau zingu ba usama lima zingu ba talingua senga bagandua ni bau stail na lange sulia na kalu nisi nga nga nikua kabi kenda ni voltambu ena mazi una kena wase tini gandua ruso ulu kawalu ruso ulu kaliwa kina tolu sobulu ndula kwa maivya kwa kwa mdu bagando sa ola ni zolata ola ni zolata ola ni zolata eso sa ola ola ni zolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa abiu kwa ikatu kwa chisu ndula kwa maivya come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul kwa kwa ndula kwa maivya kwa kwa mdu bagando sa ola ni zolata ni zolata mimi hauna paka zingu ike mdu hallelujah doutor weekend doutor weekend mdu una nungu ibuwa Emeni. Ni sarra ora ora nungu ibu anga mamma ndana nungu dola dola.
Alleluia.
Ya no be sureti uo sibi ndondua. Ke tutu na be sureti. Ngo indo na be sureti ne. Uo sibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan dua tamu di sambul apa seni kalau ke kau kau kan ngata sara kemudungan ini selalu membetirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kembali ezru mangai bagatakila mesuaka ngai wasia ezru mangai bagatakila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
mena hal talangan aku nama mena nanduri mata ikuaya kendera rere ikuaya kasih talangan itu lekak kendera rebuni tagarawa The solution to every problem that we have,
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vagaunge titiko na bisongo songo lotu ba Kristo. Endo na kamusi titiko na lotu ba Kristo. Kena ndo ulanga tuwele na lotu ba Kristo sambule tu endai. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Amen.
And it's a big challenge. Before you leave your home, God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God, because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting. Some of us in the midway. Some of us, we even try to reach the top. And God knows every problem that we are going through. And that's why he said, come unto me. Because he alone knows the plan he has for us. The plan to prosper us and never to harm us. And to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lao, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power? The power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus. You go to water the Kokongo and book Jesus Christo. Kakopola, Sasagani Kwaundina Sambula, Christo Sambula Miao. Oh, Saba Kotibataki, Christo and Kavilatai. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Kiko kila na isoli soli ni kalo ki kina kiko mosu tukungo. Oi kuna kila biko na wai kula loko mtu mene bisikali. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And
And along with your swords, I get Tobalan in Telduai. And then, and along with the law, sit down. He spoke to the wave, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. The people are talking about Tikondonu. Tikondonu, Nangonu, Wasadonu. Amen. You got Tikondala, Wasadala, Sala. You got Tikondonu, Wasadonu, Donu. Sound Donu Melomalang in Donu Eco. Sing Donu Mulu, Donu Melomalang in Donu Eco. Amen. Nakae Zalawana Tamata, and on Donu Wana Kalu. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Ikona ndabi tukini kuwa sona kame ya dhona nungungula vaka mevisa ubalila indabika ikona numa nivina kaviko. Sabe kenda ya varongu tukumini kuwa duna kame ya dho emituba kandota likina nungungula. Sona kai kuna kita, sona kai waka dhalaka.
Iyo.
Sona kai kwa kavi kwa sandi turumbia kani yado, yes ayado. Ini kwa meronga tika nandome ni kilo wiko, nanona nanuma, etu indume nanuma nanuma. Na vei kai kwa nanuma ni vina kaviko, etu indume na kai nanuma kwa ni vina kaviko. Yenda na rai loma lai da sangini reza na kani za wadawa. Gye kau kwa wiko batike yao. Mebakana yawa ni loma lai mena ndele ni vurubura. Sabaka kina, nanogu nanuma, kina nanuma nanuma. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kami Kedan Sigatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Baktawa. Via Kami Sigatambu, and I Ayani Tikona Tinangu, Naneto Male Sengakina in the lounge, open space, but it's gonna Neto store. Kitona non don't make it to the Chilakatumini store. We sing a tambo. And I am in a night to soul and a tinago, and Mavaro to get it on a be mother, or get on and Dandavo get it to get on the yet on a lancer. Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakao night. Ngoni ni nito ngunuti in Bambakao. Langono susurakitumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitolelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. Gendoba tan singa tabumaya, kitondamitiko. Osareve na tamango, mela tohola kasarve tamango. Nabingoni kete kitonandavo, langa seri tuna lang polo tonandavo tunga esay tamango. Gebuki mai natamangu na nanda miti koko sa buki mi biau davo buki talmo ka kanga ko biau cheli wai. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night.
back in the choir, the Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, while we yes. You're going to tell me the club. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife. For that to benefit, yes. You can say, make the decision now. And worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God a church. I began to